Episode 1627, Stop Pushing So Hard.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. I pray that you are having a glorious week, and I hope that you are really beginning to settle in as to what God has in store for you. Today is Inspiration Motivation Day. Get your smile on, your joy in your heart. Stop pushing so hard. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, how much of your day is spent cramming everything in, trying to get it all done? Every day, right? Okay, so am I. We're all there. Stop pushing so hard. Stop pushing so hard. Paving a way with your frustration and your busyness will not get you very far in the long run. Think about it. Have you ever tried pushing a square wheel uphill? If you ever have, which I don't know that anybody ever has, but let's just pretend that we have. You know that it's next to impossible and takes much more work than a round wheel. Now, work isn't bad. Work is a good thing. Sometimes we need to work really hard. We need to sweat it out. We need some sweat equity. But when you are always going against the grain, it can wreck your well-being. Stop pushing so hard. Go with the flow and breathe. Let the waters flow. You don't have to complete everything in one day while sacrificing your health and well-being. God didn't create the world in one day, so why are you driving yourself crazy, pushing yourself to the extreme? I ran most of my days on overload. I was like, oh, I can do this, striving to exceed what was truly the priority. I put unnecessary pressure on myself, oh, which I'm so good at. Oh, I got to do this. And when I would put on that unnecessary pressure, I would feel what? Guilty. And so I would put on even more pressure, which put my health in jeopardy at times and really added stress to my relationships. And what's the craziest thing of all? I brought most of it on myself. Stop pushing so hard. Stop living in this fantasy world of perfection that only you can do it, that only you know the right way, that only you can get it done. You don't need to solve the world's problems in one day, and you definitely can't solve your own. Yes, this is made to sound extra extreme, because unless it's extra extreme, most likely, you're going to still try to get it all done. Stop pushing so hard. What are you doing today that really has to get done? Have you even looked at your schedule? What would happen if you did only three major things and you prioritized accordingly? How would that make you feel? Maybe initially you would feel a little restless because you didn't get everything done. But what if those three things that you got done, you did so well that it didn't matter what else didn't get done? Stop pushing so hard. Be present instead of frustrated. Be incredible instead of judgmental. Be you instead of that comparison of the day. You know, whoever it is that you're trying to excel and exceed. Stop pushing so hard. You're not winning the race by getting to exhaustion faster in life. You're not winning the race by causing more frustration in your marriage. You're not winning the race by being short-tempered with your children. You're not winning the race just because you have 20 things checked off on your to-do list. Give yourself the space to accept where you are right at this moment. Make a plan as to where you are going, and then, in a moment, take aim. Action ignites motivation. You don't have to get it all done, but get one, maybe two, at most three major things done. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You can do exactly what you put your mind to. But when you overstress your body, when you overstress your mind, and you compensate who you are in spirit, where does that leave you? Pushing that square wheel uphill? God's got a better way today. Tune in to Him. Take a step back. Let the waters flow. Take a deep breath and breathe. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a joyous day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.